in Arizona.
Oh, I am the king of the rangers. No ties or fetters have I. No walls of a house mar my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway, and the stars are my lamps overhead. And when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out a song. We'll ride, the rangers ride, all morning, noon, and night. With the yip and yi, the rope will fly, we'll laugh at danger steady, for your duty must perform. We'll guard, we'll fight, to keep the rangers right, for we are the kings of the morn.
We keep getting company out here on the range, we'll be known as the Dude Ranch first thing you know.
Well, the first maverick that gives us that title is going to have to settle with me.
Yeah, me too.
Well, say, that's the first thing I've seen you two fellas agree in a long time. I don't care, so long as the folks keep coming and they go away happy and want to come again.
You mean most of them, don't you, boy?
Well, yes, most of them. Oh, you're bound to get an odd one once in a while,
yeah,
Dick.
Which reminds me that Skeeter's been toting a bugle around, scaring the herd by making funny noises
you
on it all day.
See.
Let's have him see what he can do, huh?
Well,
yeah, play
so.
Frivolous
on,
Sal,
made me feel that I was here in one of them big orchestries back in the East.
You know, they tell me that we dance entirely different out here to the way they do in the East, boss.
Yes, considerable, Jack. Yes, it's quite different, but naturally, I like our way the best.
If they only understood our way, I think everybody'd like it.
Well, let's tell them how it's done, shall we? Come on, boys, whip it up.
Let's swing it.
You can't expect a cowboy to agitate his shanks in an etiquette-ish manner in aristocratic ranks when he's always been accustomed to shake the heel and toe at the rattling rancher dances where much etiquette don't go.
You can bet I sat there laughing in quite an excited way, giving all their squinters an astonished sort of play.
When I happened into Denver and was asked to take a prance in the smooth and easy mazes of a high-toned dance, I cut me out a heifer from a bunch of pretty girls and I yanked her to the center to dance the dreamy whirl. Laid her head upon my bosom in a loving sort of way and we drifted into heaven as the band began to play.
I could feel my neck a-burning from her nose's breathing heat, and she dosed around me half the time upon my feet.
She peered up in my blinkers with a soul-dissolving glance quite conducive to the pleasures of a high-toned dance. When they struck the old cotillion on the music bill of fare, every bit of devil in me seemed to burst out on a tear.
I fetched the cowboy whoop and off I started in the rag. And I cut her with my trotters till the floor began to sag.
My partner, she got seasick and rushed for a seat. I balanced to the next one, but she dodged me slick and neat.
Tell you what, I shook the creases from my go-to-meeting pants when I put the cowboy trimmings on that high-tone dance.
You know, after all that explanation, we shouldn't have much trouble.
Well, I know where we'll have no trouble at all, boss.
Well, I'm always interested in peace and plenty, Jack. What is it?
By having you sing to our friends.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Why
now,
didn't
boy.
I think of that before? Well, Shorty, it's time to stretch that caterpillar. Come on.
Forgotten you, well, if forgetting be reading each face that I see with eyes that mark never a feature save yours as you last looked at me. Forgotten you, well, if forgetting be yearning with all my heart, with a longing half pain and half rapture for the time when we never shall part. If the wild wish to see you and hear you, to be held in your arms again, if this be forgetting, you're right, dear, and I have forgotten you there. Forgotten.
Whoa, wait a minute, Curly. Why all the outbursts?
One of them Consarn mosquitoes bit me right on the neck.
Oh, say, I wonder if it's one of them traffic patrol skeeters.
What do you mean, boss?
Well, ain't you heard, Jack? They're training mosquitoes for traffic duty in the big cities now.
Oh, you're kidding. Who ever heard of a mosquito policeman?
Yeah, that's right. They keep a whole cage of trained skeeters in the police station now, and when a driver's brought in that's been drinking, they have four skeeters stinging.
What for?
Well, if the skeeters don't sing Sweet Adeline 5 minutes after they stung him, they let him go.
Promise to leave out any more of them bug stories, boss. I'll ask you to read a poem.
Oh. Hey, Curly been loading up on local weed or something?
Say, don't you pay no attention to him, Curly, and I'll read my latest effort to you and them that wants to listen. How many of us can stand up under the continued rebuffs of life? Oh, life is great when you're winning. But when we lose and hit the bumps that shake us like an earthquake, how many of us can come up smiling like the little ant who has had its hill home crushed a dozen times by a thoughtless foot, starts rebuilding gladly and cheerfully? Ah, you know, I think it must be a part of the divine plan to make things a little tough so that we can appreciate the good things as they come along and maybe fit us for bigger and finer things in the great beyond. And speaking about crazy things, do you remember the crazy quilts that Mother and Grandma used to make?
Yeah, I only saw a few of them in my time, but they sure was pretty.
Ah, you bet they were, Jack. And when you figure the love and care that went into them with a separate story to each little piece of goods that went to make up that quilt, they sure was something to be proud of.
Say, maybe we can sing about it, even if we can't tell about it.
Well, we might try it anyhow.
Mother's crazy quilt is lying on my bed, reminding me of childhood days I've seen. Here's a patch of brown that's taken from the gown that Mother wore when she was sweet 16. And there's a patch or two from the gown of blue that she wore when she and Dad were sweethearts. There's a story told that never will grow old in every patch of Mother's crazy quilt.
Say, Jack, do you believe names have anything to do with a gal's disposition?
Oh, sure I do. Has a lot to do with how she'll get along with her boyfriend, too.
Well, how do you think Daisy would suit me?
Well, it might not suit you so good, Curly, but it's all right for the gal to have. Because Daisy's won't tell anyhow.
Never take a walk with Mary. Never take a walk with Sue. Never take a walk with Maud or Carrie. That's the kind of girl you'll have to marry if you take a girl out walking down a little shady dell. Always take a girl named Daisy, cause Daisies won't tell. Never take a walk with Mary. Never take a walk with Sue. Never take a walk with Maud or Carrie. That's the kind of girl you'll have to marry if you take a girl out walking down a little shady dell. Always take a girl named Daisy, cause Daisy won't tell.
Each night and day when you're away, we hope you'll come back and linger a little longer the next time. So long.
We'll guard, we'll fight to keep the ranges high, for we'll